This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
One little girl tells us she wants to hug her friends. Children as young as 5 are getting Pfizer COVID shots now that the CDC has approved it. The AP's Sagar Magani says parents are relieved.
Life can start becoming good again.
For Brian Giglio, watching his 8-year-old son get his first shot was a relief. Carter Giglio has type 1 diabetes, putting him at risk for complications if he gets COVID. Carter's already anxious for his second shot.
So I can go do stuff I haven't been able to do before COVID.
Some 28 million kids ages 5 to 11 are now eligible. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Governor Phil Murphy of New Jersey, a Democrat, has narrowly won re-election. But after a Republican won the Virginia governor's race, analysts say Democrats should be hearing a warning bell. Paid leave, tax breaks, and immigration provisions are now in President Biden's domestic bill. The AP's Mike Gracia.
After a jolting loss in the Virginia gubernatorial election Tuesday night, House Democrats revived key priorities in President Joe Biden's $1.75 trillion social services and environmental bill Wednesday, a new paid family leave program, a state and local tax break, and immigrant work permits were added to the package as Democrats scrambled to deliver on the long-delayed package. Initial House votes are possible as soon as today. Mike Gracia, Washington.
In Georgia, the judge in the trial of 3 white men who chased a black man running through their neighborhood, Ahmaud Arbery, shooting him dead, has decided not to override decisions in jury selection that left just 1 black juror on the panel. The judge says he's limited because defense attorneys gave non-racial reasons for striking potential jurors. Still going up, gas is $3.42 a gallon this morning. This is AP News. The Fed will begin dialing back the economic aid it's provided since the pandemic erupted last year.
In a statement following its latest policy meeting, the Fed says it will start reducing its monthly bond purchases in the coming weeks. The central bank plans to trim the amount by $15 billion a month from the current $120 billion. However, that pace could change. The move is a response to high inflation that now looks likely to persist longer than it did just a few months ago. The bond purchases have been intended to hold down long-term interest rates to encourage borrowing and spending, but with the economy now recovering, that's no longer needed. Ben Thomas, Washington.
China's expanding its nuclear force way faster than the U.S. expected, according to a new Pentagon report. It says Beijing is trying to match or exceed U.S. global power by mid-century. The report says China could top 1,000 nuclear warheads by 2030. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.